So let's begin with a short prayer. Venerable Hamala will lead to
Let's begin with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Heyata mane mane mahamunaye so. Buddha stanza and mantra. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light.
Please think about David Stevens, one of our members, and also recovering from accident. Also think about Julie Jones, one of Julie Jones' friends who passed away last week. So, and there are all the people on the prayer list, and together with all the people who are experiencing difficulty, mental difficulty, please think about them as much as possible. So wherever they might be, every corner of the world, so that think about that while you're reciting the medicine Buddha mantra, so then natural flows, or you can visualize medicine Buddha in the form of light on their crown. So then while we are reciting medicine Buddha mantra, the natural flows then purify all the physical sicknesses, mental difficulties, or mental challenges, completely purify their life, become free from health problems and mental problems, okay?
Jayata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Adza Samugate Soha. Jayata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Adza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Adza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Adza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Adza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Adza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Adza Samugate Soha. Now the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. And now the first of praise and mantra for Chinrezig, the Buddha of great compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, with head of perfect Buddha crowns in light. Gazing compassionately at all beings, to you Chinrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Is green tar, verse of praise and mantra. Sare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to liberated mother, Tara. Om tare tu tare ture soha. Om tare ture soha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 And now the refuge in bodhicitta prayer. Led by Geshe-la.
Well, my friend, please try to develop positive intention for the class. Huh? So that's the purpose of reciting refuge bodhicitta prayers to develop positive intentions for, you know, here, like for the Dharma class, okay? Sanje chada soje cholam la chanju parbo dane jabu dage sheje jebe solam je rola tenje sanje ndubo shu Sanje chada soje cholam la chanju parbo dane jabu je dage sheje jebe solam je rola tenje sanje ndubo shu Sanje chada soje chonam la chanjo pandon dane jambo dage cheje jebe sonam je rola penje sanje rubo namo hai ke dando dane jenge te pandon dane jenge namo oh ha 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 Jajé la zo chú 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 la chává chává mamá, sánche sú rá rá tú chú 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 chú. Nidá xé xé, tánche chú ní chú ní bí xé xé. Namo alá yá yá dán lú dán dí xé, bíyá chú bó dán dán mí yé kén nán dán dán, kún dán 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 dán. Tánche ké dán, bá ké chú dán dán, kán ké tú zé ní sún dán, tá wá tánche pán bé xé. Tánche chú ní dán dán dán, gó dán dán dán, chá xé ló. Oh, good morning, Jill. Good morning, CJ. Good morning, John. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Hen.
Oh, good morning, Kisala.
Good morning, Antonio. Good morning, Lynn. For anybody. Oh, good morning, Suzanne. Mm-hmm. Suzanne Daniel, good morning. Any question? Thomas?
Yes, Geshe, I have a few questions left from, I think, 2 weeks ago. So when we were, they've come from when we were having a lot of discussion about Shunyata. One is very simple, just is suchness the same as Dharmadhatu? Do you want me to just read all the questions or one at a time?
Question is suchness is like Dharmadhatu. Generally speaking, suchness is not Dharma Dhatu. No, Dharma Dhatu, that's like a what's the English translation about Dharma Dhatu? Dharma Dhatu, in English speaking country.
Is it the seat of truth, Geshe-la?
Huh?
Is it seat of truth?
Seat of truth?
Seat of truth.
Sure, I'm going to see. Who's talking?
That was Mike Flaherty.
Oh, seat of truth.
I've also heard it called the fabric of reality. Dharmadhatu.
Fabric of reality.
But I don't really know what that means either.
Also heard it translated as Chunyi, true nature of reality.
Chunyi. Chunyi is like suchness. Tijini, suchness, same thing. Tijini, chini, this are same thing. Sometimes they use this, you know, different terms for emptiness, such as like Dzogchen, Mahamudra, Dharmadhatu. So basically it means not different than suchness. They're pretty much the same as suchness, which is like true nature of true nature of rebirth, death, pardon, true nature of anything. So sometimes that certain terms they use for certain things are Dharma Dharma suchness. Yeah, if it's like Chuying, so that's not different than Chunyata, same thing. Dharma Dharma Chuku. Dharmadhatu, is the Sanskrit is different than Dharmakaya or same thing? Because I'm not familiar with this term, Dharmadhatu. If it's like same as Dharmakaya, so then power means something different. Kaya usually refers to when you achieve Kaya, so when you achieve enlightenment, you achieve Kaya. So before that, in the Vajrayana practice, then you just imagine you're just trying to achieve what you go in the card. The ordinary death, then you are imagining death is like Dharmakaya. Actually, it's not Dharmakaya, but during the practice, you imagine Dharmakaya. Because what happens when we go to sleep? So there's all this dissolution process happen. Similar dissolution process is like 25 constituents dissolve with the four elements. So then, you know, that very end of that, you know, like resolutions, so that is generally speaking, that's like actual death. But you are not really dead, you know, so that you are kind of falling asleep. So then when you reach there, so then you kind of like try to pass from that into Dharmakaya. Then dream, then you're trying to utilize your dream as like Sambhogakaya. Then like when you're awake, so that, you know, you're trying to utilize that as like Rupakaya or something like that. If it's not different, then Shuying means suchness, okay? Yeah, so, yeah. Then what is the second question? Very good questions. So I appreciate it. Everybody who asks questions, so a lot of people, you know, probably get benefited from your questions.
Okay, the next question. Even if we have some intellectual understanding of suchness or shunyata or emptiness, how can we practically use that awareness in day-to-day life, moment to moment, to help solve complications?
When you are meditating on shunyata, so when you come out of that meditation, if that meditation is successful, when you come out of that meditation, you see things not necessarily you believe them, what you see, what you hear. Normally, we believe what we see, not all the time, but pretty much out of 100%, 99%, we believe what we see, what we hear, most of the time, you know, is not correct. And we take things very seriously, very seriously. So when you come out of the meditation of shunyata, then it's almost like illusions, you know, it's almost like that you're not seeing something serious. You're seeing things are like illusions. Because you realize during the meditation of shunyata, you realize things doesn't exist the way you perceive them. Things does not exist exactly the way you perceive them. So you yourself doesn't exist exactly where you perceive yourself, doesn't exist exactly the way you perceive. So you figure that out during the meditation of shunyata, you realize that, you know, Yeah, that's how it helps. No, that's like briefly, that's how it helps. When you come out of the meditations and things are, you know, like you realize they are like part of your perception is not like exactly out there how you perceive them, and you realize part of your perceptions. Now your perceptions totally change, and you see things differently. You know, seeing is not a problem, but believing in that, you know, believing. What do you call that? Anybody know the word shampa? Shampa. Shampa, like, not just seeing, believing it, no, not just seeing, believing, no. like illusionists, when they create elephant or horse out of like piece of wood, what do you see? You see elephant, you see horse, beautiful horse, you see elephant. What illusionists see same thing. He or she is the one who created out of piece of wood. What he or she sees elephant. What's the difference? Illusionist doesn't believe that elephant is like created out of piece of wood or piece of stone. But you believe there is elephant, not just see. You also believe, that's called Shempa, that you believe, you take that elephant very seriously. You take that horse very seriously, even though it just creates out of like piece of wood. So illusionist and the audience both sees the horse, but the illusionist does not believe what he or she sees. So, but you believe, and you have all kinds of opinions been generated based on that belief, on your perceptions. All kinds of like judgment of thought, all kinds of stories arise. Minute you realize that is merely imputed by your mind. Nothing more, nothing less, it's just merely imputed by your mind. That's not how we see things. We see them as these are like very solid, serious, absolute, inherent, independent. So then we get stuck. So meditation or shunyata helps you to how to analyze, don't just believe what you see, analyze. Okay, so generally speaking, when you come out of this successful meditation shunyata, you see things like illusions. What that means, it means it looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon, it's the reflection of the moon. It looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon, it's like the reflection of moon. It looks exactly like your face in the mirror, but that's not your face, it's the reflection of your face. So don't believe what you see in the mirror, that's called reflection, it's not your face, it's a reflection of your face. Then, similarly, as I mentioned before, the piece of rope, the coil-like snake, outside in your deck or right outside your door, many different things they contributed because there's not strong light there, it's not enough light, the rope is a square like snake, then you start to project on this snake. Then that piece of rope becomes snake. In your mind, it becomes real snake. So then all kind of like anxiety or like stress rise based on this piece of rope. Only way to get rid of those anxiety, fear is to find out whether that piece of rope is snake or not. You need bright light, more strong light. You go inside, bring bright light, only get piece of wood, move around, and you will find out. So that is like piece of rope. Maybe you are like, people do a jumping jack. What is that? People do what it's called?
Jump rope.
Jump rope. That's your jump rope. It's not snake. Because momentarily that jump rope become like rattlesnake, not just snake, like creep. So now when you find out that your jump rope, where everything that you see, like you see snake, where the snake went, that snake is mainly imputed on this piece of rock which sitting there coiling like snake. You can't see very well, there's no enough light, so that's why what happened. because of that, you know, there's many, many conditions, you know, so like ignorance, you know, many conditions that kind of like cause us to see things in certain way, even though they are not in that way that we end up seeing in certain way. Then we not just see, but we believe. So then they create so much, you know, stress, anxiety, fear, all of that. Jadur Jumata with Ting Jin, so pause meditations. The Jadur Jumata with Ting Jin, Jadur. Pause meditation means you just came out of meditations, actual meditations. Then that's called pause meditation. Pause meditations. Jumata with Ting Jin, samadhi or concentrations like illusions. Concentration like illusions. So that's what if our meditation was shunyata is super successful. So that's what happens. Okay. So need to analyze. Need to analyze, don't just react or just believe, but just need to analyze. Then what else? I think that's enough.
Okay, so the next question is, how does a realization of emptiness make us more compassionate?
Maybe it's time to end the class. Now questions become tougher and tougher. Repeat again.
How does a realization of emptiness make us more compassionate?
So the text that composed by Chandrakriti, Intro into the Middle Way. So when you read that text in the very beginning at the homage sections, talks about three types of compassion. Basically, Chandrakriti is making homage. Compassion rise mainly focusing on sentient beings. So that usually that kind of compassion arise. You gain some knowledge. You learn what is samsara. You kind of study what is samsara, what kind of complication that is associated with the samsara, general samsara. You learn that. General complication of samsara is like losing body again and again. That's one. Not being satisfied, that's one. Nothing is certain, two. Losing body again and again. Taking rebirth again and again. Sometimes up, sometimes down. It's like roller coaster. Sometimes, you know, whether it's like positions, pleasure, it's like life is like roller coaster, sometimes goes up, sometimes goes down, like that, and then top of that is body. Because of this body, so many complications rise, because of this body, because of this head, you get headache, If you don't have head, you never get headache. So there's no things like that. You realize, well, these are not just my issue, it's the issues of samsara, you know. If you are not free from samsara, that's what happens. It's hard to be content. It's hard to be satisfied. Don't just take that very personally. That's like, not just you, everybody else going to the same thing. And based on that knowledge, you kind of understood, oh, it's not just me, everybody else is going to the same thing. Because you feel sorry, you feel very sorry that you are going through that, simply being part of samsara. And you feel very sorry for yourself. And you're thinking seriously how to help yourself, maybe how to free yourself from that kind of complication or problems. Then when you look around, everybody else, neighbors that you don't like, going through the same thing. You know, co-worker you don't like, going through the same thing. The boss at your job, you don't like, going through the same thing. Other side of the party, they're going through the same thing. Everybody else is going through the same thing. So then that very knowledge becomes the foundation for your universal compassion. It's nothing to do with either they are related to me, not related to my tribe, their tribe, they believe same religion, not, nothing to do with that. It's simply they are going through the same complication that you are going through, that you feel very sorry for yourself, and you are trying all your best to liberate yourself from that, and you are thinking everybody else, then you are also thinking to help them to free, liberate from this kind of complications. These complications are not going to exhaust simply you experience them. We experience it multiple times. That's not how these complications will exhaust, by experiencing them up. It needs to be liberated. So that becomes the foundation. Then that is the foundation for your universal compassion, simply focusing on that. That's the first type of compassion. The second type of compassion is very much powered by knowledge of emptiness, not knowledge of impermanence. And the last one, when you read this text in the beginning, you will see the last one is very much powered by knowledge of shunyata. That compassion is like produced by the knowledge of shunyata. That's how the meditation on emptiness will help, or shunyata will help to you to develop compassion. Okay? So you read the text, so then probably you'll understand a little bit better. All right? universal way to develop universal compassion based on knowledge of general complication of samsara. The first one, second, based on change. Third, the based on shunyata, you know. All these problems occur due to the fundamental confusion or ignorance. All right? So then maybe any of the venerable nuns, you want to add something more? Huh? Yeah, please, if you want to hear something more, please do. Anybody want to say something? Say more than that? Let me run to the bathroom, then I'll come back, so then we'll continue, okay? Any of none, maybe, any level of none, or maybe Dr. Watkin, want to say something? All of you qualify. So any other questions, Tomasi?
Yes, Geshe, there are a couple of more questions.
Okay, so today I thought maybe I'll do some meditation. So we'll see. So give me 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
So then meanwhile, please somebody, don't just sit there or maybe say something or talk. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
no one has anything to offer, Venerable Lama, maybe we can do Tara praises while Geshe-la is away.
Hello. Hi. Hello, everyone. Yes, hi. My name is Hien, and it is my first time that I attend the Zoom meeting with Geshe-la today. And I just wanted to say thank you to Jinjin Lamo and everyone. Allow me to attend the meeting today. Thank you so much, and I hope I can attend every Sunday. I have a question, if that's okay, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my question is, Geshe-la was talking about the task, about compassion, three different kinds of compassion, and he was saying that we can read the text. So can I ask what the text called, or is there anything that you recommend that I can read more about that, about what you were talking today? Like,
yes, Hien. The text is called Entering into the Middle Way, and it is by Chandrakirti. I'll put that in the chat.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I guess that's all my questions for today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Venerable Lama, maybe we can say Tara mantras or Mani mantras until Geshe-la returns.
I'm trying to share it on the screen. Let's see. I think this might be it. Not sure. From your Sublime Abode at the
hotel.
I'm sorry. We, this needs to be in Spanish also, correct?
Let's just say Tara mantras.
Okay.
Then we don't need a translation. We don't need the screen.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry for that. Complication associated with this body. So, Dumasi, now what are the other questions? And how much time do we have?
We have about a little bit more, about 20 yeah. minutes, 18 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, please read one more question, then probably.
Okay. This question is, if I think of my soul as that part of me that continues, the part that is reborn again and again, why isn't my consciousness me or the self?
When you talk about consciousness, there's like six mental consciousness. There's six of them. Do you like to have six of yourself? Don't you think one is more than enough? there's like when you talk about, if you think the consciousness is you, so which consciousness do you think is you? Which consciousness? So this is like, you know, There's a lot of debate. There's a lot of debate, like a philosophical debate. Yeah, this is not the first time that somebody thought that that's, I am my consciousness. This idea has already been debated. And it's not the first time that somebody thought that, oh, my body is me. Yet, you know, that idea is very much debated, or that consciousness, or and consciousness, you know, there are six of them. So, according to the Pasankiga, you know, there's, even though there's four different systems, and each system is almost like kindergarten, elementary, high school, college. There's all this, it's like preparing you to grow. Or, you know, you learn something in kindergarten, pre-K, kindergarten. So then it's all kind of preparing you to grow. Same, this four system is designed like that, you know, trying to understand Shunyata. Then, you know, maybe kindergarten you may teach according to kindergarten level, maybe you teach about Shunyata. So that's not the final one. Then when you go to the high school, they also talk to you about Shunyata based on high school level. So then when you go to college, you know, it kind of like improves. So the last system is called Pasankiga, Madhyamika Pasankiga. So then in that systems, there's like now you, there's a, like a last system that you, like now, your understanding of emptiness fully, I say, developed. Your understanding of self is fully developed, even though in the counter kindergarten level, that your understanding of self is not fully developed, but you do have some understanding what self means. In the Pasangika system, now that understanding is fully developed. There's no further development. It's like, it's not complete. There, it's called like mere self. Mere self. That's the one, comes from previous life, is here, it will go to next life, the mere self. All right, the mere self. Body, according to the Tantra teachings, the body grows subtle, very subtle. Energy grows subtle, very subtle. Gross body does not go to next life. It will finish when you die. Gross and subtle. When you talk about subtle body, so then it's, you talk about, it's not different than energy. Subtle body is not different than energy. The very subtle body is not different than very subtle energy. When you talk about gross body, then this is like this subtle body, then this goes down to the energy. You cannot really see or touch. Still considered as a body, but you can't really touch and see. So the very subtle body, then you can, you know, so there's like a... very beginning of our rebirth, very beginning of rebirth, the consciousness, every consciousness, as I mentioned many times, show me this. The consciousness itself is like person with eye but no feet to move around. Understand? Person with eye, the vision, clear vision, but not feet to move around. That's consciousness. Energy has feet to move around, but not doesn't have eye. Understand? Combined, can see, can move around. Because you see because of consciousness. You move around because of energy. So that means every consciousness is kind of like a come with energy. Without energy, consciousness cannot move around. When you think about now, Kadamba Center, you're already there. When you think of your hometown, that's all done by energy. Energy. Energy is the one that moves the consciousness. Without energy, consciousness cannot move. Without consciousness, energy cannot see anything. We're together, there's like healthy person, able to move, able to see, like that. So very beginning of our rebirth, very beginning of our birth, that the consciousness that comes with the energy, that consciousness is the most subtle consciousness. You could say primordial consciousness, that's what it is. Energy that comes with that consciousness, that is the subtle body. So that energy, that body will go all the way to enlightenment. Mm-hmm. So now it sounds like that consciousness is the one, yeah, consciousness do go all the way to enlightenment. Does that mean the consciousness is me? I don't think so. The me is like mere self. Self that merely lever on the aggregate, that's called self. When you're trying to find, probably you couldn't find. That doesn't mean, you know, like self doesn't exist. You know, I know, self do exist. You know, self cause all kind of problems every day. Self do exist. So I don't think you have came to the conclusion that self doesn't exist. Yeah, self is the one interact with everything. Okay, so then according to the Hatha Yoga Tantra teachings, these are only two subtle, very subtle, gross, subtle, very subtle energy, same, gross, subtle, very subtle. Very subtle energy, very subtle body, very subtle consciousness and very subtle body refers to the energy in the very beginning of birth. Consciousness into the mother's womb, so there's a first moment of consciousness, that's called primordial consciousness, that which comes from, this is what they do, bigger part of the river. This life is a small part. The river's no runs, not like that. Okay? Dinner? So now only 10 minutes, so... Yeah, maybe finish the question. Now 10 minutes not enough. So sorry, because no, my teaching style is not the best one, because no, I don't explain things in very order. You know, I just like goat eating grass. Eat here the tip, does it finish all the way down? Then jump to another. There's one we have teach one. Kind of teaching style, never finish, never go in order. Touch a little bit here, touch a little bit there. So then another is like crow making nest. It's not in very order. It's all kind of mess up, you know, like. So my teaching is a teaching style, all of them together. All mess up, you know, like it's not in order. Some birds, they make their nest very neat. Crow, they just throw everything whenever they get like this. So then, sorry, then maybe you probably get all confused because I throw everything there is not in order. So, yeah, so meditation that I want to, you know, it's not a new one, but you know, it's like I already talk, so probably need to make it more order for to second knowledge and you know, if somebody out there want to do meditation, so I just want to make it like order. So then you can, you know, something to follow. Okay? I think that 10 minutes is not enough, so there's not enough time. So please, Domasi, read another questions. Maybe next Sunday.
Okay, Geshe-la, the question is, His Holiness the Dalai Lama has frequently mentioned how important it is to meditate daily on the four absurdities of objective existence as taught by Chandrakirti in Entering the Middle Way. Would Geshe-la please teach how to meditate on these four absurdities?
What is absurdity?
Absurdity is something that's sort of nonsense,
Nonsense?
Lama, can you help?
I'm sorry, Lisa. I'm not sure what to do.
Can anyone help with another word than absurdity?
4 point?
It's four.
Huh?
Yeah, if there is inherent existence, then these four things would be true, but it's impossible for these four things to be true.
What are those four things? Does it ring any bell quite yet? So what
like
are the four things?
Well, I'm hoping you'll tell us, but I think one of the examples is then an Arya being would see that all things are truly existent, which we know isn't the case. So it's things that are ridiculous. They don't make any sense.
No enough English here. There's not enough English to translate all this debate into English. So need to take rebirth in America again. So then I'll be fluent in American. I'll be fluent in English. So now too old to. Lamala, didn't you read in like Lama Song of it? I thought like all the nuns are reading that what some text. So Sean is not here. Sean probably has something to say, but Sean is not here.
We're just on volume one of the Lam Rim Chen Ma.
Okay. Yeah, I understand the question, but seeing in Tibet is not going to help, but even seeing in Tibet is very hard. There's a like the tricky thing, like the mentioned, like can you repeat it again, Elizabeth?
If things inherently existed, then the Arya beings would realize it.
Yeah, that's one of them. Maybe you are doing a much better job than I do. So that's very good.
I don't know, Geshe-la. It's my question to you, actually.
I feel fortunate that she was here. So then, there's three of them. Maybe you can do the research, but in English, so then, maybe Domasi, you repeat the question like four.
Yes, the question is, His Holiness has frequently mentioned how important it is to meditate daily on the four absurdities of objective existence, as taught by Chandrakirti in Entering the Middle Way. Guess that we could save this question for next week, and in the meantime, we can do research on.
Okay, this is the last question.
There are a couple of other questions.
Okay, I really appreciate that. That means you are really showing some interest, key interest. I can tell by the questions. That's very good. No need to learn. That's very good. So.
So the last question that we have is, does the meditation on emptiness end with what ultimate reality is not, or does the meditation go on to define what ultimate reality is? So is the meditation end with a negation or?
No, the whole purpose of the meditation on Shunyata is to experience what is Shunyata, experience what is Shunyata, to gain meditative experience of Shunyata. You know, of course, the first you study what is Shunyata, then you think about that, then you think deep. So then the whole purpose of that is to gain experience of, you know, Shunyata, so then hopefully it will stop. the root of all the problems. That's the whole idea, is to free yourself from this, all these complications, you know, so the, for good. So there, the whole purpose is to free yourself from the all the complications. That's when you see Shakyamuni Buddha's image, when you see, so that's the first thing you need to remember, the kindness the Buddha discovered was a shunyata and the way out of all these complications. You know, so that's the best, according to Lama Tsongkhapa, best way to press Shakyamuni Buddha based on his experience of shunyata that leads to liberation. Everything in this life, not just this life, many more lives, unfortunately, we don't remember. Probably there are many clues, but we don't have strong mindfulness, you know, so probably we miss many clues what this life, before this life has been like. The problem, there are many clues. There's some interest, things that you do, things that you like to do, but our mindfulness is not that strong. So anyway, so the whole purpose is to gain experience of shunyata meditation, you know, so then not just meditate and hope to gain something, realization of shunyata. Okay? I think that's good. So our time is left. Only there are 30 seconds left. So see you next Sunday. So then hoping that I'm thinking to to make it order of this meditation. So then there's no, if you are there to want to meditate, so now then, you know, need to make the instructions order, not just here. They're not like crow nest. So try to make it more order. Okay, so then I will probably find out that how to say that questions, the very good questions in English. Or maybe Venerable Ching will take full responsibility to answer that question. So then I'll be very, very happy.
I can't answer it, Geshe-la, because it's my question.
Oh, that's your question.
Yes, Geshe-la.
Okay, all right. all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, so, okay. So thank you very much. So thank you for coming to the class. And all of you have a wonderful weekend. So then see you next Sunday. Or some of you then see you next Wednesday. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, children. Oh, Alexander, helping to translate all the people back in Patagonia. And hopefully that I will see you sooner than later, okay? Thank you. And all the anybody watching on YouTube, have a wonderful weekend.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy, by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers. First, with holiness, in the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Hinzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one for Sarah J. Cancer and Pusha Jitsum will send out. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience, receive the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And now long life prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanastic Taurus doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then seven green tara mantras for Geshe Gelug and Geshe Samples. Long, healthy, happy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you. Have a nice weekend.